No one, however virtuous, would dictate to others what they should believe. Yet it wasn't quite so simple. The New Republic may have been an avowedly secular state, but at the popular level it had, then as now, a religious streak a mile wide. Many of the first settlers had, of course, been Puritans, devout Protestants fleeing persecution by the authorities of the Anglican Church in England and by established churches elsewhere in Europe. For them, the New World represented a safe sanctuary for their Protestant observances, and they quite naturally saw their lives here not just as an emigration but as a spiritual rebirth. And, though many of America's leading intellectuals did regard themselves as freethinkers, who'd left their inherited Christian beliefs behind, they were more concerned with upholding religious freedom than with stamping out religion. They were secularists because they didn't want one dominant church or movement trampling another's rights, rather than because they wanted to abolish religion altogether. All eyes on America. Not that there was any great likelihood of this ever happening. America feared God more than it feared its founding fathers. No taxation without representation may have been the colonists' call to arms when the crunch with England came, but religious resentments had been bubbling under for generations. If America felt it was a place apart, it wasn't because the Atlantic Ocean separated them so emphatically from the old world in geographical terms, but because its people felt they were